Will you listen to him as he continues in verses 5 and 6? And I'm reading my translation. And the angel, whom I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his right hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there shall be no longer delay. Now you can see that in my translation, I did not attempt to smooth out the grammar. Made it a little difficult even for me to read it. And it's my own translation. But as I say, I don't recommend it. And I didn't smooth out the English because I wanted to just lift out the original as it is. Now, this angel here makes it clear that he could not be Christ, since he takes an oath by the eternal Creator. He lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore. He took an oath by the eternal Creator, by him that liveth forever and ever. Now, if he were Christ, he would swear by himself. Because you remember, the writer to the Hebrews says in Hebrews 6:13, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He couldn't swear by anything, because there's none greater than God. Now, the angel swore by another, not by himself. Why? Because he's not God. He's not the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. John 1:1-2. And the Lord Jesus himself made this declaration in John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And Christ is the Creator. Listen to him. In John 1:3, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And again in Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And the angel takes an oath in the name of Christ, who's in heaven, and is Christ's representative. He claims it all for Christ. And you notice I changed that last part of verse 6. And there shall be time no longer, to where it says there shall be no longer delay. Actually, it doesn't mean that there shall be time no longer. And I'm not going into that. I just want to bring out what the angel is really saying. It's the glad announcement from heaven to God's saints on earth. They are in the midst of all this trouble. How long will it last? The meaning is that the time now is very brief before Christ returns. It's a confirmation of the words of Christ in his Olivet Discourse. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And he's telling the elect now, it's not going to be long. It won't be long. And it brings out the fact, he's saying to them, you don't worry, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Why? Because they're sealed, and they're going to make it through the great tribulation. And the prayers of the martyrs we saw in Revelation 6:10, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it is the fulfillment of what we call the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, and it's coming soon at this particular time. That doesn't refer to right now, because I don't know, and no one knows on earth. Now, verse 7, but in the days of the sound of the seventh angel, when he's about to blow the trumpet, and the mystery of God is finished, as he gave glad tidings to his servants, the prophets. This all takes place when the seventh angel is preparing to blow the trumpet. And this would indicate that the seventh trumpet brings us to the conclusion of the great tribulation. It is at this time that the mystery of God is finally made clear. Many single facets of this mystery are here. There are many things God hasn't revealed today. There is a mystery concerning the nation Israel, concerning judgment, concerning suffering, concerning injustice and the silence of God and the coming kingdom. The basic problem is this. Why did God permit evil And why has he tolerated it for so long? And you want to know something? I've studied theology for many years. And I know the answers that men give today, but God hasn't handed in his answer yet. And he's going to someday. I've got a lot of questions to ask him. And there are many things I can't answer today. Maybe you didn't know that. But if you listen to me long, you'll find out I don't have the answer to many of the questions of life today. I'm disturbed because we got some brethren that seem to have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. And this passage of Scripture, and the fact there's something that we don't know about yet, and it's been sealed, means that God's got a whole lot to tell us yet. And when we get in his presence, we're going to find out. Now, what is the answer to your question today, friend? I can't answer it. And I want to say this to you. I don't think there's anybody else that can answer it for you, but there are many that will give you an answer. May I say this to you? I do not know the answer to your problem, but I know the one who does. And I'd like to say to you, I don't have the answer to my questions, but I put my hand in his, and he's saying to me, he says, my child, you walk with me through the dark. It's going to be all right, and we're going to come out in the light, and when we do, you'll understand. And I suggest to you today, just put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. I don't mind using that, because that one is the one that has the answer to your questions, because he isn't just the man of Galilee. He is very God, a very God.